Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 14th of May. Right, just got to get this out there first. It is unlikely that I will be able to do a podcast every day for the next few weeks. Unfortunately, things have lapsed with my boy. We have got him back home for 8 or 9 days before his next lot of exams. Not really sure whether he's going to go back and take them, but my time just needs to be in there. I didn't get any sleep at all last night. Was sat up with him, genuinely haven't even been to bed yet, and I just can't commit. Nothing else FTS will be affected. I'll do all the files, FDD, everything for Ultimate till the season ends. Obviously the seminars are fine this weekend, the seminar file, all that is absolutely fine. It's just through the day I can't commit to make sure I'm somewhere with a microphone to record for the minute. Once we've got his exams out the way, we can get him some proper treatment and into a routine. But just for this next couple of weeks, do bear with me, please. I will do one if I can. I'll definitely do one tomorrow because we've got the PGA, and I'll probably be fine over the weekend. But it's just going to be the odd day when I might not be able to do one, and I will still put the horses or whatever on Twitter. So just keep an eye on Twitter, and I'll always just can put a quick tweet, no podcast or whatever. But I don't want to not do them. I don't want to feel I'm letting anybody down. It's just a matter of time, and guaranteeing that I'm somewhere during the day to be able to do these at the minute until we get through this little period. As I say, once his exams are done on June the 5th, I can deal with things a bit more in a routine way and get him into treatment and things. Okay, so bear with me. Sorry about that. And again, sorry to go on about it. It's a good way to let people know what's going on. Rather than just disappear off the radar. Okay, I've got one place pod horse today, and that is the Groove in the 3:30 at Chepstow, and I have one trade on the football, which is Almere versus Camber in the Dutch Eerste Division. It's actually listed as Eredivisie on Betfair because it's a playoff game, but again, going to let that get going 10-15 minutes and then back over 2.5 in three stages, remove the liability on that, and yeah, and just trade from there. So first goal goes in, I'll remove the liability on unders and then I will trade from there. So that's a 7:30, 7:45 kickoff. As I say, on Betfair, it's listed as Dutch Eredivisie. I do fancy the overs in the West Brom game, but it's just the fact that they've obviously lost Robson Kanu and Gale through suspensions that has put me off it. I don't think Villa will sit back with the lead. And obviously, I think it's one of those games where a game goal goes in, I think the game will open up and there'll be more goals. So it may well be worth sort of trading two ahead if it goes 1-0, looking at the sort of 2.5, 3.5 market if one goes in early. But I'm going to leave it from the outset just because obviously I think West Brom are a bit blunted having to play Rodriguez up front on his own. Him and Gale are a good partnership, but losing one of them, it's just the. I've got the price, but I just that bit of team news with both of them missing is telling me to leave it alone. So West Brom Villa, I do apologise, Baggies. I think Villa will be going to the final where they will meet Leeds, and I actually think Villa will come up. That's my view on it. Okay, so that's it for today. I will be back tomorrow with the PGA. We'll put the old Tiger Demons to bed. I've got a couple of good picks for that already, but I'll cover that tomorrow, the PGA this weekend. And yes, that's it. Thanks very much again for listening and all the people well wishes. Don't need to send me well wishes for the boy, please. Don't. I do appreciate them, but it is just email. I'm just really keeping you in the picture that if I go quiet for a couple of days, it's just we've got things on here that we have to deal with. So yeah, have a good, what is it, Tuesday? Have a lovely Tuesday. Enjoy the playoff tonight if you watch it, and I will be back tomorrow morning or maybe afternoon with the golf PGA picks and anything else that qualifies that day. So have a great Tuesday, and I'll speak to you in the morning.